Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels podcast.
We just taking it easy today.
We're grooving.
We got our groove on.
Grooving with little Robert Plant today. Big Log. One of my favorite songs from when I was a teenager. I wore this out.
Did you think it was pretty at the time?
A pretty song?
It's pretty.
I don't think I thought it was pretty. I just kind of thought it was cool.
Yeah, but do you think it's pretty now? Don't you see
Yeah.
As a teenager, you wouldn't think that was pretty.
Right.
Well, you might. You were different.
I wouldn't have liked it if I thought that was pretty.
Yeah, but you were different.
I just thought it was cool because it wasn't a ballad and it wasn't a rock song.
Yeah,
it wasn't
any
of those things. So anyway, and it was a mystery to try to figure out what is he talking about?
Yeah, I know.
About?
Brad likes that kind of stuff. Ooh, I got to figure it out. I got to figure out what they're saying. I have to know. It's very important that I know what the hidden meanings are.
But I never did. I never did. Still don't know. Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad face. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right. All right, on today's show, you're the star. You're the star. Yes, I'm still trying to get through all of your phone calls.
No, they're not stars.
They're not stars?
No, we're stars.
We?
Yeah.
I'm a star.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
The Big Dipper.
been called an asteroid a couple of times. Yeah. Those are good days. Fun times, baby.
Oh, speaking of the Big Dipper.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
I don't know whether to be flattered or take offense. Hey, that reminds me.
Yeah. This ought to be good.
No, I had an uncle. You know, did you hear about my uncle?
Huh.
Oh, man. My uncle with a bike. He got the Harley. The big Harley, you know.
Motorcycle?
Yeah. Yeah. He had a wreck.
He did?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Well, he was going, his car pulled out in front of him, he slid down and went sideways and ended up like hitting the bike, like slid across the road and everything, you know.
You okay over there?
No. I'm having a little choked up or something. Anyway, he fell down there and everything, and I mean he hit the ground hard and everything. He walked into this bar and he's all bloody and everything. He's got a big piece of asphalt under his arm. You know, he's walking.
He's carrying
in
the road in?
Yeah, well, he's got a helmet under one arm and he's got a piece of asphalt under the other arm. And he walks up to the bartender and says, "Man, you look bad. You need a drink?" He says, "Yeah, get me a drink and one for the road."
That's not good like your other ones. What's the road want a drink for?
That's a good one. That's not a good one.
No.
What'd you hear about the amnesiac that walked into the bar?
No.
His amnesiac, he walked into the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat down beside a lady and he said, "Do I come here often?"
See, now that's funny.
Well, I'm glad I made you laugh. All right, everybody, I'll see y'all later. I gotta go take care of my goats.
Get rid of those stupid goats. You know
what?
He's still got amnesia because he forgets about those goats all the time.
He doesn't forget about them. He just ignores them.
Did you
There's
know?
A difference.
Do you know?
What?
That they chewed off the front end of our car.
Did not.
They did too. I had to take it to Abercrombie and get it fixed.
Abercrombie and Finch.
Abercrombie and Gideon.
Abercrombie and Gideon.
Gideon and Abercrombie. Because he let the goats loose and they got in the garage and they got stuck because the garage got shut and they ate the front end of our car off.
I hit the car on the side of the garage like an idiot.
You hit the car?
I hit the car on the side of the garage pulling it in.
How'd you do that?
Oh, because I'm an idiot. Because I hadn't been driving like my entire life. And then here's the thing: I barely hit the side of the garage. What I did all the damage is when I was trying to back up.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Nearly
stay there?
The bumper off.
Well, but why did you hit the garage? So you wouldn't hit a goat?
No. Yeah, the goat was on the other side of the car. I was paying attention to the goat.
You didn't want to hit the goat because you knew they were important.
Sure.
It was really a cat, but it was Joy. And if he'd have run over Joy Joy, he'd have been, it'd have been much worse than a dented car.
Would have been bad.
Yeah, yeah. Which then I had to drive Brad's truck.
Hey, Greg from Tacoma. Where's Tacoma again?
Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
No. State.
Washington's Washington, a state?
Yeah, this is getting as bad as it's not.
Hi, guys. It's Greg in Tacoma. I am calling to, one, say thank you for the B-I-B-L-E song.
You're welcome.
Awesome to have Helen on it also. That's like a double bonus. And Brad, you did pretty good at backup vocals. However, I still want to add a little input to yesterday's podcast. And Faith, you called me flaky.
Did you call Greg from Tacoma flaky?
Did I say because it was like a nut and nuts and flakes? Is that why the granola state and all that business?
Exactly.
Is that what that was about?
See?
It wasn't him and Jen. It was just generally.
If you listen to this show, you're not flaky, you're a nut.
Yeah, my roommate in college was from Washington, and then she lived in Oregon. So I know all about, I know all about them. And not only was she, but then all of, a lot of friends, a lot of people were from there that I knew at school. So.
Okay.
And they were all nuts.
What? Did we miss something?
That's it.
Oh. He was just mad that you called him flaky.
I didn't call you flaky. I like you.
It's too late now. He didn't like you anymore. Oof.
Hi, Brad and Faith. I was listening to your episode on Urdu Punjabi.
Oh, remember that? We read the letter from Urdu Punjabi? Remember? I read it in the Texas.
Oh,
tried to read it in the Indian.
That was terrible.
That was a very...
it was a real letter.
Funny little tale.
No, the letter was great. It was you reading it. That was not so good.
Next time you read it, you should use your Texas
Dave's talking.
Accent.
She but said anyway, I could use my Texas accent.
Good way of trying to... pronounce Punjabi.
Punjabi.
That was funny.
I'm glad that I know how to pronounce it. I can't even pronounce Dave's last name. I always, they made fun of me for that, by the way.
Why?
Because I couldn't pronounce his last name.
Dave and Jen Avilia?
Avilia or whatever.
Avilia.
Yeah. Or Avilia.
What's hard about that?
I don't know. They give me a hard time because I pronounced it the wrong way.
Well, he has the McFadden disease. Have you people not learned that yet about him?
I'm laughing right now.
You are?
And I get it confused.
On the inside?
Because I get it confused because Avilia and then they live in Visalia.
They're Visalian.
And they live in, their last name is Avilia.
And there's this book
and
it's called
Dave. There's too many
Bedelia,
V's.
Bedelia.
There's
you know,
too many
that,
V's
that
going
book
on.
That
there.
Hillary, yeah, okay, anyway.
No, I don't know the book.
You
can't hear it.
He's laughing on the inside. You can't hear it.
That's what I said. He's laughing on the inside.
Oh, sitting here in my car on lunch break eating some peanuts.
Oh.
You like peanuts? Do you shake them in your hand and pop them in your mouth, or do you just take them one by one? Or do you put them in your hand and then just take them one by one, or do you shake them and pop them in?
You shake them and pop them in.
Well, that's a man thing to do. Is
yeah,
that what
shake
you
them
do?
And pop them.
Is
yes.
that what you do? I'm
yes.
not asking you. I know you do that. Does he do that?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask Dave.
I am.
Oh.
Listen to your episode.
Thanks.
Do we bring this out of you?
Yep.
For listening to our episode.
Tough.
What, have you not listened to his show?
Who?
Dave's.
No, I don't listen to show. I've never listened to any podcast other than ours.
That's not true. You listened to the Jesus Geeks podcast.
No, I didn't.
That one episode you did.
Well, only a little snippet of it you played for me.
Do you even listen to the other show that you're on? That's a no. You haven't listened to the other show that you're on?
No.
Scott Roche's show?
No.
You're on the show.
I think I have lines I'm supposed to read for that, by the way.
Oh, you got new lines?
I think so.
Cool. Nope. And he hung up on us.
Well, don't hang up.
That's what we get. That's what we get. Rockin' Fro JC got a call in.
Hey, TBS. This is Dan Rockin' Fro JC. How's it going?
Good.
I just listened to
Thursday.
The Faith Horde show.
The Faith
what?
Horde show.
You guys, the second
Did
show.
Did you call
you
me
guys-
a whore?
Hello.
What?
Hello.
What was that?
Who am I?
What did he just say?
Warning. This podcast contains content not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
You can't use that word.
Why not? He's used in the Bible.
What?
They use that word in the Bible?
Harlot, I think, is the word used in the Bible. At least in my King James version.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Maybe your street version uses pimps and whores.
You're not supposed to say that.
Oh, yeah.
What did he Warning. Just say?
This podcast contains content not suitable for what all ages.
What did he just say?
Yes, yes, I guess.
Oh, I know what that is.
He don't said bring the professor into this.
Faith hoard show.
I don't hoard things.
Yeah, it was about you hoarding something.
I don't hoard things.
Yeah, you were hoarding something. Well, I forgot what it was. Well, maybe he's going to tell us.
Put out on September 30th. And I just listened to something really cool. You guys read off the email of that listener that wrote in and kind of heard my message. I talked to him on my last call.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember? And,
that was really encouraging. I don't really get to often hear the fruits of my labor.
Remember he wrote in and told us that thing. The other guy wrote in and said, hey, that was for me.
What does hoarding have to do with any of this?
I don't remember what the show. I'll look.
That's all really good, but I need to know.
Whoever that was, you didn't mention his name, but whoever you are out there, that was very encouraging to call in and or write in and do that. So thank you. Also wanted to give you a little encouragement back. A little while after I left that comment, I actually lost my job.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of similar to what you're going on from what I hear. And, I just wanted to encourage you that God is there and he's going to provide for you. When I lost my job, that actual very day, he provided me another job and opened up an opportunity for me to work at home.
Oh, great.
I'm an architectural draftsman. I draw house plans at home. And
oh, that's good to know.
I set up a computer at home and do that for my home so I could spend more time with my family and get to work in a stress-free environment. And it's been really been great, and it's been actually opened up a few other doors, one being just encouraged and strengthened my wife and I's marriage and through these hard times. And one also that I'm trying to get my architect's license so I can be an official architect.
Cool.
So this time at home has kind of opened me up to do that. So
great.
Just want to encourage you, man. God's going to provide for you. Wanted to also give you another verse. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all who are weary and carry burdens, and I will give you rest. That is a big thing, big verse that I always carry in my hard times. And if you really just in that moment of sadness or worry or problems you're going on in life, if you can just recognize that at that very moment and just stop what you're doing, whatever you're doing in the day, and just stop and pray and give that to God. And if you truly let go of that and give it to him and let him take that from you and let him replace that with the love and joy that he wants to give you, that he will truly bless you in that, and he will take that worry from you. That's been my experience. So
true.
That was awesome to hear.
Peace that surpasses understanding.
I also heard you, Faith and Brad, got the new Brandon Heath CD.
That's right. It rocks.
Actually,
recommended
you guys listen to some of that a little while ago.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Yeah, that's a really awesome CD. I bought it like the day it came out, and it's really rad. Well, recommend all you guys
I
to buy
it. I did the day it came out.
That was cool. Anyways, God bless you guys.
Thank you.
And
God bless
later.
You. Later.
Cool. I like
later,
that.
Gator. Yeah. Love it. Love it.
God is good.
God is great.
Hi, Faith. This is Scott with SpiritualTramp.com and ArchangelNovel.com, and I just wanted to say that I enjoy your show. I have to take issue with some things that your guest said. I don't remember his name, but whoever that guy was that was on your show that was talking about some faith issues and whether God knows is all-knowing or not. I've got to say that God is all-knowing, which would almost insist that he knows what choices we're going to make.
What is this about now? Is this? Are we going back to time?
We're back to the predestination, I think. I can't get away from it.
I wish I had a nickel for every minute that Christians waste thinking about the predestination issue. That matter. Fact is, God predestines for certain things. He says it in the Bible. So
the end.
The end. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to.
No, you don't.
You don't have to think about it anymore.
Thank you.
And I have to say, on a lighter note, that I would have to choose chicken bass instead of what that other, whatever that other thing was.
He's going with rocks. Chicken bass.
Chicken bass! I actually roll down my window sometimes in traffic and just scream
and just
that.
Scream it. What does Charlie do?
Laughs. Ducks his head.
Gets embarrassed.
Crawls into the back seat.
He's awful big. Oh, by the way, crawl into the back seat.
The Faith Hoard show that came out last week was about you hoarding owner manuals.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, really enjoying Two Blind Energy. Squirrels. Looking forward to hearing your shows next week. And I once again wanted to thank Faith for her lines in Archangel novel. Hope you guys have a blessed week.
That's right.
Talk to you soon.
And
bye.
if you're not checking out archangelnovel.com, you should. Scott Roach is doing an excellent job. He's got tons of his friends. Genevilia's in it. Mm-hmm. Faith is in it. He's even said that I could be in it if I wanted to, but I think that was just a bribe to get Faith, really. But I don't have time. Sorry. So hopefully you got somebody else to do my part. Chris Martins is in it from the Jesus Geeks.
Brad doesn't, you know what? When we do the lines, he doesn't like it that I get through it so quickly.
Why don't I like it?
You know what you said?
What?
You're too good at this. It's scary.
It is a little scary because she plays like a bad character, and the character like is like a cold-blooded killer, and I'm like, okay, this is a little scary.
I like to order a pizza.
This isn't pizza, sir. Sir, this is our comments line. You need to.
Large pizza, half Nesbittle, half chicken bass.
Oh, half Nesbittle, half chicken bass. Oh, you have called the right place.
Okay.
We can make you a pizza, half chicken bass and half Nesbittle. But no, I'm sorry. You'll have to choose one or the other.
Yeah.
I think that's
get
the only.
Get off the fence, man.
Extra cheese, please.
Extra cheese, please.
You can deliver that to the Jaded Fisalium podcast.
It must have been Dave.
Oh, see, I thought for sure that was John there for a minute.
No, that was John. That was Dave.
That was
from
Dave.
From the Jaded Fisalium podcast, mm-hmm. who's married to Genevilia, which is the one we
Why
like.
Why do we keep talking about them?
Because we like Jen.
Oh, okay.
Dave's there, too.
Yeah, but we like Jen.
I'm going to hear that back.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Oh, yeah.
I like both of them. Oh, funny. Half Nesbittle, half chicken bass pizza. I'm going to order that. I'm going to call pizza in and order it.
Hey, I had a Kashi pizza today. You know Kashi, you know that makes
like
make all the
chicken
organic
bass
cereals. And, you know the cereal you used to eat all the time? The Kashi
yes.
cereal that hurt my jaw?
It's like stuff.
It's like Raisin Bran, only worse. Like you eat Raisin Bran, and by the time you're done, you're like...
Oh, you're talking about raisin. You're talking about grape nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Not Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran does that too because it's got raisins in it and
really?
Chewy and it
oh,
like
well,
hurts
raisin
me.
Bran. Oh, Raisin Bran.
Hurts
good.
Me. It's very tiring.
Good stuff.
But grape nuts. I love grape nuts.
Grape nuts?
And grape nut ice cream is the best. But.
What?
That's not what we're talking about.
No.
But. Kashi cereal is like so so crunchy. Kashi cereal is so crunchy and it hurts my jaw. But anyway, Kashi makes pizza and all kinds of other stuff now.
Is the pizza crunchy?
It was, but it was really good. It was whole wheat crust, and it was a vegetarian pizza. It had spinach and pesto
yeah.
and cheese and everything.
Nesbittle?
And it was hysterical. It was. It's like not. It wasn't hysterical. Why did I say that?
It's
like a small.
It's
a small
the most hysterical pizza I've ever eaten. My whole life.
I just
life.
Sat and laughed at it. It was really good. I didn't expect it to be good. I called April and said,
she so
"It's
hard,
really good."
Because
she
bits
bought
came
one
out
too.
Your nose?
She bought one too, but and we both were very concerned that they weren't going to taste good.
Did she like hers?
Well, she had eaten it. Yes.
Oh.
She was just putting it in the freezer.
She was letting you be the guinea pig.
Yeah. But it was good.
Oh,
good. I'm glad.
Squirrels
glad you enjoyed it.
I called. I promised myself I wasn't going to rant this time. You already got the time.
But I agreed with your last rant. The
yeah,
last
but he
rant
didn't
was
know
good.
That when he left it.
Travel rant. I'm just going to speak very calmly.
You can't travel in time because time's not a thing.
about Christian environmentalism and there being no death before the fall.
Oh boy, here we go.
Christian environmentalism and there being no death before the fall. There was no death before the fall because the Bible says there's no death before the fall! Oh, well, I'm sorry. Did I?
What happened? You you had an out-of-body experience there or something.
Sorry. Wow. Okay, let's see what he has to say.
The phrase in the Bible that is commonly accepted to say that nobody or nothing ever died before.
It says death entered the world through Adam.
Before the fall. I cannot believe refers to physical death. I have to believe that it refers to spiritual separation from God.
Oh, brother.
And the reason I say this is because there are many, many things in the world that are not only naturally carnivorous, but depend upon extinguishing the life of other creatures in order to live.
Yes, because those animals have adapted to do so. But here's the thing.
We talked about that.
It says in the future that the lion will lay down with the lamb, and that things will not eat each other in the future. In the new heaven and new earth, those things will not eat each other. So we know that's what it's going to be like. So why wasn't it like that before? I'm sorry. End of rant.
And
this is Winston's time to talk. I can talk later.
Mm-hmm. You sure?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Before you start saying that, well, you know, lions can eat fruit too.
That's funny. Are you guys like made? Have you listened to this already?
We should get together. Can you imagine me and Winston in the same room?
Hysterical. See, now that's funny.
What Winston's forgot when he called.
Why am I saying that so much?
Is that I have a pause button.
Let us examine the cow.
Okay.
It was a carnivore. Cows eat grass.
Yes.
And Brad, your dairy education ought to.
Now, wait a minute. You're stretching things way bit if you're calling what I know dairy education.
But I keep you right in here with this. They eat grass and other vegetable matter, which goes into their stomachs.
Yes.
Which then ferments.
Yes.
Cows do not live on the vegetable matter. The cows gain protein from the bacteria and other organisms that thrive in the fermenting vegetable matter. And this is what the cow digests in order to survive. So, in order for a cow to live, it is eating other microorganisms. Also, let us in the ocean. There isn't a fish alive.
All right. So, does a microorganism have? I don't. Okay, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not even going to go there. Fine. Okay, you win. Nay. But you know what else? Is that human beings, if you examine our digestive tract, we shouldn't be eating meat. We should be eating vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Our digestive tract was not made to eat meat. But animals...
That's why it just sits there forever.
Yeah. Animals like the coyote or the cat have a very short digestive tract because the meat's not supposed to sit in there.
Right.
All of those are adaptations. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're just talking to the choir, man.
Five that eats plants.
There was no death before the fall. I mean, you're not arguing with me, okay? You're arguing with the Lord said. The Lord said, or Paul said it, really. I guess you can debate whether or not it was Paul or the Lord, but the Holy Spirit breathed. Paul said, death entered the world through
sin.
Sin. And all of creation cries out for salvation, not just man. Okay, so we're all wrapped up in this thing together. That's all I got to say about that.
All fish eat other fish, and all the way down to the smallest ones, which eat bacteria and other. Okay, I guess the smallest ones eat plant life, like. Plankton. Well, no, plankton's alive. There's a vast and complex food chain at work here.
Yes, the world is very perverted.
That tells us that God did not make his original creation to be immortal. That is reserved for glorified creation.
I will admit that I think the glorified creation is different than the pre-fall creation. I don't think, I mean, I made this statement earlier where we know in the future that the lion and the lamb will lay down together. But I do agree that our glorification, I think, will be actually very different than the pre-Adam existence. I mean, the pre-fall existence of Adam and Eve. I think they will be different simply because the pre-existence of Adam and Eve was never considered to be glorified. It was never mentioned to be glorified. And also, we got to see Jesus coming in his glory. Mm-hmm. We kind of got to get to see that, and we kind of got to see what that was going to be like. Where, you know, so there you go. I don't see where in the Bible, speaking, you know, strictly from the Bible, and not really from any conceptualized, whatever. I'm trying to think what I'm saying now, but without my own ideas extrapolating out, mm-hmm. I still think the Bible never really says we're going to return to something.
Right.
It talks about the glorification as something new and mm-hmm. New and better and different.
It'd be like what Jesus
had. Which I think is the point that I have to believe. Adam, had he not eaten the fruit, would eventually have grown old and died.
I don't think so. The Bible doesn't say anything about that.
And you're just assuming things.
And we have no idea how long Adam lived.
Yeah, Adam and Eve could have been in there a very long time before they sinned.
Because he lived to be like several hundred years old anyway. So,
I mean, he doesn't say it was the next day.
And yeah, you can't. I mean, I guess that's my point, is that you can't base everything on how long we live today.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Garden of Eden was very different.
And the earth was very different. We know that from looking at dinosaurs' lungs and the dinosaurs themselves. We know that the earth was very different. The atmosphere was very different. There was way more oxygen content in the air. So, I mean, that's not from the Bible. That's just from the part that is
biblical
from the Bible.
Science.
The part that is from the Bible is that we lived to be hundreds of years old. So we know that the earth was very different then, and that we processed things very differently then. So,
of natural causes. Or of an accident, or, you know, because if we are to accept that there was no death before the fall,
which is what the Bible says,
not only are we to have to accept that animals weren't eating other animals, but we would have to accept that a natural circumstance, such as a fall from a great height, would prove non-fatal. Just one of those things. And I'm very proud of myself. I haven't ranted. I've spoken very calmly.
Yes, you have. You've been very calm.
I didn't think his last one was that bad.
Non-carnivorous food for thought.
I would love to sit down and have a long discussion with Winston. He sounds like somebody I could have fruitful conversations with. Because he does tend to stick to the facts. Which I like.
Mm-hmm.
We disagree, but hey, I disagree with everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks like I do. okay. Well,
just makes you special.
That's quite enough, because that was kind of a longer call. We'll save these rest of the. Hopefully, we can get the rest of these tomorrow. Although I see Chipmunk down here several times. We'll see what we can do. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you're having a wonderful Thursday.
Yes, we do.
And we will see you on Friday. Be sure you eat fish tomorrow, because it's a vegetable. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, right. Uh-huh. So what we discovered from Winston's comment is that fish are vegetables. I think.
Okay. I just was reading Romans 8.
Which says?
Death came
from
through
Adam.
One man.
Through one man, same as life comes through one man.
Yeah.
If life came through one man, which is obviously a spiritual life, but also results in a physical life, we're going to have a new body and a new earth, death came through one man. Sure, it was a spiritual death, but it was also physical death that resulted from the spiritual death. I don't completely understand it either. I'm just taking what the Bible says for what the Bible says. All right. There you go. The more I lean upon the word, the more sure I am. Because it's not my understanding, but his. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us. Please send all your hate mail about my comments about death to comments@twoblindsquirrels.com. Or you can send us a voicemail message, just like Winston did, 206-350-6956.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.